mass executions, beheadings, torture, sexual slavery, and brutal measures have been imposed on religious and ethnic minorities to convert to their radical view of Islam. Mr. Al-Hussein described the authors of these crimes as takfiri, or blasphemers, and the crimes they commit as disgusting and monstrous. He added that there exists broad evidence that international crimes have been committed to be determined by a competent court of law.
It is possible 3 out of the 5 offenses falling under the crime of genocide, as listed in the Genocide Convention and the Rome Statute, have been perpetrated by the individuals within the Takfiri leadership of what is also known as ISIL, ISIS, or Daesh. Out of the 11 offenses defined as crimes against humanity in the Rome Statute, they are likely guilty of involvement in up to 9 of these offenses. As for war crimes, their commission is also virtually undeniable on any number of offenses where the relevant context is applicable.
Earlier in June, the Security Council had adopted a presidential statement condemning ISIS attacks and highlighting the group's threat to ethnic and religious minorities, including the Yazidis. Meanwhile, the number of internally displaced people across Iraq is over 2 million, half of them children. The UN Humanitarian Affairs Chief Valerie Amos warned that every day relief workers have to make difficult decisions about who will receive aid given the scarcity of resources.
In addition to the 2 million displaced, there are 1.5 million people from host communities, 1.4 million people who live in active areas of conflict where access to basic services is minimal, and 220,000 refugees who have fled Syria, all in urgent need of assistance. Every governorate in Iraq is now hosting displaced people.
Nikolai Mladenov, the UN Special Envoy to Iraq and the head of the UN mission, UNAMI, said the Iraqi government's security strategy to counter the actions of ISIS, ISIL, and other Islamist militant groups is working.
Spurred by the growing brutality of ISIL, illustrated most recently by the massacre of 322 members of the Abu Nimr tribe, communities across the country are beginning to push back. Most recently, the Anbar and Nineveh provincial councils reached agreement with the government to form local forces. In this cooperation between the Iraqi army, local volunteers, and outside support that has made the liberation of towns like Amirli, Jufr al-Sakhr, and Zumar possible. Most recently, this morning, the oil refinery of Beji and the surrounding areas has been brought back under the control of the government.
He added that non-state militia groups remain a challenge and that the Iraqi government was putting in place measures to prevent them from bearing arms in public. Mr. Mladenov said the restructuring of the Iraqi army has already started with the appointment of a number of new commanders. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.